Good morning, 8:10 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Monday edition of the program and a big school board meeting night tonight all across the four states. And joining us, we have Superintendent Darrell Pruder from South Coffeyville Schools. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing well, and good morning to you. A great Monday morning.
Hey, good to have you on board here. So what do we have coming up here at, well, first of all, where are we at? I'm trying to figure out in the school year for everyone, because I know CCC is like, they're done pretty much. Well, how are we doing in...
We've got a week and 2 days.
A week and 2 days. Count them down.
Those kids are down. Yes.
Just
ball
anxious.
Games all week, and then Christmas program on Monday. Not tonight. Next Monday. So we go Tuesday, and then we get out of school at noon on Tuesday, but we have a basketball game or something on Tuesday night.
All those kids are chomping at the bit, I'm sure.
Yes, can't wait. So are teachers.
I bet. So what do we have coming up on the meeting tonight?
Well, starts again 6:30 there at the high school in the administration office. And then we would call the meeting to order at 6:30, do the roll call, approve the agenda, the minutes from the last meeting in November, and consider action on fundraisers. I don't believe we have any at this time. And then the consent agenda, which just approves the treasurer's report, the encumbrance, fundraisers, and all of those things that are monthly that we do all the time. And then this month, at the next item is a executive session. So we have a proposed executive session to discuss personnel. And so we'll go into that. There's no action that will be taken. It's just a discussion. So then after the discussion, we'll come back up, go into open session again, and read the statement that nothing happened, no vote was taken in executive session. And we have a few items of discussion in open session, and one of those would be the purchasing of athletic equipment and uniforms. We have some board member that would like to discuss that, how we purchase our athletic equipment and uniforms. And then we have a discussion on Val and Sal. Currently, we have no restrictions on Val and Sal. If you're the highest GPA is the Val, the next high is the salutatorian. And then one of the things we're going to talk about is if a person moves in, if they have to be in the district for a year or two before they would be considered for Val and Sal. Don't know if anything will happen with that, but at this point, there will be some discussion because we had some questions about that, so we would like the board to discuss that. And then we've had some issues with our cell phone policy. So we have a decent cell phone policy in place, but there's some discussion about tightening that down a little bit. Cell phones can be a hindrance to education, but it also can be a help to education. So we're going to talk about that. It just depends on how much, you know, when you... a kid's got his cell phone out and disrupting class, then anyway, we've had some issues, but we're going to discuss that again to see if we want to tighten that down a little bit. Don't know what will happen with that, but that'll be a discussion. We're looking at changing, there will be a presentation to change our website and look at a company that would manage that website for us. And it's a little bit difficult to put things on it right now and keep it updated, so we're looking up to update that website page. And then we would like to send some staff members to a PLC meeting this summer, which is a meeting that, well, PLC is what we use to look at our data and review the student information and decide how we want to move forward with that. So there's a conference this summer we'd like to send some staff to, so that'll be on the agenda. And then if there's any new business, we'd talk about that. And after that, if there's no new business, then it would be the end of the meeting, and then we'd go on to Tuesday.
Okay, yeah. Well, look, quite a few things to talk about here at this upcoming meeting.
A lot of discussion this meeting, yes. Sure. Not a lot to vote on, but a lot of discussion.
Well, yeah, getting some of those taken care of there and continuing that conversation, all
yes.
Very good.
Yep.
So we've got the break coming up here, and then when are kids back in school after that?
I think the 5th.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Don't quote me on that.
Sure, yeah, the start of that would be a 5th would be a Friday. It's looking
no,
like.
No, it's not so. Friday then. Yep. So it probably it either I'm not sure.
Yeah, so the start is start of January.
Yes.
Is what we'll say.
Yes.
But we're just trying to get to the end of the year. I'm the same way. I'm like, I just got to get through these few things. I'm not even thinking about the
start. It's a shorter break this year than it was last year.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, that's a bummer. That's a bummer. Kids think so too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, we do what we can. So, well, lots of good stuff that as we get a little bit closer here. For the parents and everything, you mentioned the Christmas program.
Correct.
Run that time by us one more time.
Well, if I knew for sure, I know it's at. I think it's at 6:30 or 7 on Monday, I believe.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's either Monday or Tuesday, but I think it's Monday.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a good time and.
It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a great, great program.
Yeah, kids like putting that on. So, Superintendent Daryl Pruder, anything else we should know?
Have a Merry Christmas. Stay out of trouble.
Okay.
Everyone.
Good deal. Well, hey, sir, appreciate you joining us
Thank
here today.
Thank you very much.
And looking forward to the meeting tonight.
All right. See you there.
All right. That's Superintendent of South Coffeyville Public Schools, Daryl Pruder. And we have lots more here on the Mighty 690, including Open Line, next here on KGGF.